This is 416 Basketball, and this is a podcast. The Raptors have been looking better lately with wins over the Bucks, the Pacers, and the Hawks. That was a dogfight to the end, but we were missing Danny Green in that one. With the Bucks, that game, they were just giving us open threes, and we were hitting them. So it was basically Bud was using the Popovich strategy, but the difference was we were actually making our threes in that game. And then against the Pacers, I just don't think the Pacers are that good. Like, they're a fine team, but I just don't see it for them. And it's a decent win, I guess. And then I mentioned no Danny Green, barely beating the Hawks. I think Danny Green is like the Raptors' most valuable player just because of his three-point shooting, that he's our most reliable three-point shooter, and without him, defenses can really play us in a way where we're going to have trouble scoring the basketball, because our team as it is not a good shooting team. If you take away Danny Green, other team's going to take away the paint and really put the Raptors in a tough situation, whereas we might have to shoot mid-range shots, and those shots aren't efficient. Moving on now, we just beat the Brooklyn Nets, 122-105. The Nets were cooking early. They put up 35 points in that first quarter. D'Angelo Russell was hot, and just basically the Raptors were letting the Nets do whatever they wanted. I didn't see a lot of defense in that first quarter, but they flipped the script second and third quarter. The Raptors did whatever they want offensively and kind of just shut down the Nets. Fourth quarter, the Raptors kind of just went to the bench and put in Boucher really early, and then the Nets kind of got back in it. Raptors took a timeout, figured things out, and were able to close the game. But yeah, this could have been a massive blowout if the Raptors kept the starters in longer. No one in this game played more than 30 minutes on either team. Kawhi Leonard, he played just under 27 minutes. He had 20 points and 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 turnovers, 1 steal. It was 9 of 18 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. Pascal Siakam, 6 of 13 from the field, missed both his threes, was only 4 of 7 from the line. He had 16 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 turnover, 1 steal. Serge Ibaka, 7 of 15 from the field. He was 0 of 3 from 3. Didn't get to the line at all. He had 14 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 turnovers, 1 block. Danny Green, 2 of 4 from the field. He had 8 points. His 2 field goals were threes. He had 3 steals and 2 blocks in this game. Defensively, he wasn't, like, when the Nets were just trying, like, something cheap inside, I noticed Danny Green's like, yeah, you're not getting that. And he got involved there. He also had 4 assists. Kyle Lowry, he only played 23 minutes in this game. Only had 4 points, but 8 assists. He had a steal. Took a charge in this game. Does what he normally does. He only had 3 shot attempts, though, so it's not like this was a game where he's just bricking shots. He was 1 of 3 from the field. All his shots were threes. I noticed at one point there's a play where the Raptors went inside, and for some reason Kyle Lowry backed out to the logo. And I don't know why, like, he should be hanging around that 3-point line. Because, like, the Nets were giving a lot of space there. Like, there was a lot of opportunities where we could have kicked it out back to Lowry for an open three, but we just chose to go inside. And I think a lot of times we were drawing fouls. Heading over to the bench, DeLon Wright, he was 5 of 11 for 12 points. He had a 3 in this game. 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 0 turnovers. OG Anunoby, he was very good in this game. He was 5 of 6 from the field, 13 points, 2 of 3 from 3, just 1 of 4 from the line, though. 3 rebounds, 1 assist. People want to point to OG struggling this season, and statistically, I guess you can say that, but he just shows these flashes of explosiveness, and a guy who has that in his bag is, I'm going to bet on that guy, because, like, he could develop into a really special player. Norman Powell, who's developing into a good role player, 5 of 11 from the field, 13 points, didn't hit a 3, 2 assists, 1 turnover. He's been solid this season. No complaint. Fred VanVleet, 3 of 8 from the field. He was 3 of 5 from 3, 10 points, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 turnover, 2 rebounds. I thought he was good, and I thought one of the reasons he was good is he came in early in this game and he was playing with starters. He just seems to excel when he's playing with that starting group. So I think it was helpful having him sub in early in this game and get to play with those guys. Greg Monroe, he was 4 of 8 from the field, attempted a 3. I'm hoping Coach Valanciunas drew that up for him. Didn't make it, but I don't know, it was fun. 2 of 2 from the line. He had 10 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 turnover, 1 block. By the box score, you know, plus 16, you would think he played well. And he wasn't terrible, but he just had this horrendous foul where he, like, bear-hugged Shabazz Napier on a jump shot and then tried to claim, like, Shabazz wasn't shooting when he clearly was. CJ Miles playing in garbage time. He's 0 of 3, 0 points, 3 rebounds. See, a lot of people with hate for CJ Miles saying that his career is over, he should retire. The man is owed $17 million. He's not going anywhere this year or next year. Like, he's opting in to his player option next year that gives him his $8.7 million. He's in this league for another year after this year. You gotta deal with that. Chris Boucher, I thought he came in a little too early in that fourth quarter and struggled. I think there was one play where he was complaining where he got slapped in the face and turned the ball over inside, but I didn't think he was playing all that great, even though he came back in later, and I think he got a bucket. But shot 1 of 4, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Malachi Richardson just played the 2 minutes, and at the very end of garbage time, took one shot, missed it. It rattled out, so like that 3-ball attempt could have very easily gone down, but it did not. Patrick McCaw was inactive. Coach's decision in this game. This could have been a game where if he was active, I think he would have gotten some run. Obviously hasn't had much time with the team, but I think the whole situation's crazy how, like, Cleveland tampered to get him out of Golden State because the Warriors didn't want to match a 2-year, $6 million deal on him. They wanted to pay McCaw the minimum, and in that offer sheet, it was non-guaranteed, so played, like, what was it, one game with the Cavs, and then they released him, and then the Raptors signed him for minimum, which the Warriors would have been gladly willing to do, but he clearly wanted to get out of Golden State. He's with the Raptors. He showed some things in his rookie season, but I think he was bad last year. I don't know if he's ever going to develop a jumper, but I think defensively, I remember seeing things as a rookie from him that using his length, and maybe that will come into play. At the minimum, I think it's well worth a gamble. It's also payback for the Warriors getting production out of Alphonso McKinney. On the flip side, for the Nets, Travion Graham played the most minutes for them, closing close to 29 minutes. 2 of 7 shooting, 1 of 6 from 3 for him, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 1 steal. I don't know much about him. Rodions Kurucs, he played 22 minutes, 4 points, 1 of 3 shooting, 0 of 1 from 3. He had 3 rebounds, 3 turnovers. I thought he was horrible in this game. His instincts, his IQ, it just wasn't there. He just looked like he was running around with his head cut off. And I was shocked because he's had some, like, decent statistical games this season. Maybe he can just shoot the ball in place, but, like, he did not know where to be on the floor offensively. And he didn't know where his teammates were. It kind of reminded me of Bruno, which it's hilarious. Jared Allen, he might be like the Nets' best player. I don't know. He only had 9 points in this game, 4 of 7 shooting, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal. D'Angelo Russell, as I mentioned, he was cooking in that first quarter, and everyone was talking about how he always does well against the Raptors, and like, oh, he's going to get a triple-double in this game. Finishes shooting 10 of 19 shooting, 24 points, 2 of 5 from 3. I'm pretty sure both those threes made came in the first quarter, not 100% sure. 9 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 turnovers, 1 steal. I'm really positive if you look outside first quarter, his numbers would not have been impressive. Joe Harris, he was not impressive either. 2 of 7 shooting, 1 of 3 from 3. 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 turnovers. I think he can be a decent shooter, but he was trying to go inside a lot. Raptors are like, nope, not happening. Shabazz Napier, as I mentioned, Greg Monroe gifted him shots at the line because he hugged him on a jumper. He was decent in this game. He was 6 of 14 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, 5 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 turnovers, 15 points. I just think he was putting up those stats just when the Raptors were playing pretty well. Maybe they're Hall stats. I don't know. He wasn't bad, but clearly wasn't enough. Spencer Dinwiddie. I didn't think he was so bad in this game, even though he's 1 of 7 shooting. But his one shot he did make was from 3, and he only attempted 1 3, so that's interesting. Going 0 of 6 from 2, 1 of 1 from 3. He was 5 of 6 from the line, 8 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 turnover, 1 steal. I think was a game worse, like minus 24, but I don't know. I still think Karuk's and then moving on to Damari Carroll were both clearly worse. Carroll, 2 of 9 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 3 turnovers. He just looks done. He doesn't really bring much offensively, can't do anything defensively. It just, I don't know, he just doesn't belong, I don't think, really on the court anymore. Another former Raptor, Ed Davis. I thought he was fine in this game. Just 2 of 2, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 2 turnovers, 1 block. He just played 17 minutes. Did have 5 fouls. He did have a really nice dunk in this game, but, I mean, he's just kind of in there to rebound, I think. Play a little defense, but I don't think he was bad. Theo Pinson, didn't even know this guy existed. He played 13 minutes. 3 of 5 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3. 9 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 turnover. Yeah, this is a guy. I now know there's a guy in the NBA named Theo Pinson. Kenneth Faried, he was 1 of 4. 2 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block. Probably reaching the end of his NBA career, but the NBA has changed where a guy who's a little undersized like that, that doesn't really have shooting range, he's going to find it hard to stay in the NBA. Alan Williams, I don't remember him playing in this game. I do remember, though, when he was with Phoenix, I thought he was a decent player, and I think he's back with the Nets on, like, a two-way contract or something. I'm assuming his minutes came in that garbage time. He was 3 of 4 from the field, 8 points, somehow had eight rebounds in 9 minutes, less than 9 minutes, which is impressive. 2 assists, 1 turnover. I think what might go unnoticed was the Nets have injuries, and I'm not even counting Caris LeVert in that, because he's been out, I think, pretty much the whole season. Most of the season. But without Alan Crabb, without Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, now, even if you don't love those players, I mean, like, they'd be getting minutes over freaking Theo Pinson. Theo Pinson. Yeah, and it's not like the Nets had, like, great rotational pieces on the wing or anything. They could have used those guys in this game. I think the really big takeaway that I'm hopeful for the Raptors is the minutes thing. Kyle Lowry's not going to have the luxury of only playing, you know, 23 minutes every game. But, you know, if we can keep him around 30 and win games, I'd be really happy with that. His health is, like, the top priority. It's the top priority. Like, people may say, oh, Kawhi Leonard is the best player on this team, and keeping him healthy is a priority. And, yeah, but, like, he's not constantly hurt. And I really think, like, Kawhi Leonard has been 100% this entire season. I think just keeping him out back-to-backs is, like, just out of luxury they've been doing. It's like, the Raptors are so good, we don't have to play this guy on back-to-backs. But I don't think it's been, like, a health thing or anything with him, why he was missing those games. I'd even worry more so about Ibaka than Kawhi, because Ibaka, for the most part, has been very good this season. But there was a stretch of, like, a week where I saw, like, Ibaka from, like, end of last year creeping in, where he was struggling a bit. I really worry with him just because of age and decreased mobility and just everything, that if he's playing 30 minutes a game, it's a real risk. And now I think on the season he was around, I want to say 28. I'm going to look that up. Yeah, 28. So, yeah, actually up from last year, he's playing 27 and a half. But I think, yeah, like, I don't want him playing, like, 30 minutes in any regular season game. There's no reason, like, especially when Valanciunas comes back. I know it's going to be, like, a month from now, but I would play, like, Siakam at center, just get him some breathers. And if I have to, I'm shifting Kawhi Leonard to power forward, and you got to play Greg Monroe at center sometimes. I'm not super down on Greg Monroe. I just think that there's a cap for how many minutes you can play him a game. And I feel like he's been under that cap for the most part. Like, I think him playing, like, 15 minutes a game, that's a fine number for him. And he was pretty much at that in this game. And, yeah, I don't want to play him more than that, because I think it diminishes. His production just diminishes, because he doesn't have any lift, and I think he gets tired easily, even though he doesn't really do much defensively. I think that you play him, like, 15, gets some rebounds, he gets some easy hoops in the paint, he passes a little bit, so he helps you there. But, yeah, so I think we gotta conserve Ibaka smartly. And then the last thing I guess I should mention was the cutting of Lorenzo Brown, and I was celebrating a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. I have nothing against Lorenzo Brown as a person. I just have things against him as an NBA player getting minutes on the best team in the league. Lorenzo Brown, not an NBA player. He's not, and I think probably the reason why the Raptors cut him was because he was getting minutes. And I understand that, you know, we had injuries with Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet, but I don't think there was any games where they were both out. So you had either Kyle or Fred and, like, DeLonte. So you had two point guards. You can split that up really easily. You give Kyle or Fred, whichever one was active, the 30 minutes. You give DeLon the 18 minutes of the backup point guard minutes. Then you give DeLon another, like, 7 minutes playing, like, off guard, that shooting guard spot off the bench. And there was no reason for Lorenzo to be playing, but he was playing and he was bad. And now he cannot be bad because he's no longer on this team. Now, I'm not saying, like, a flip for the Raptors essentially turn Lorenzo Brown into Patrick McCaw by switching out that roster spot. I'm not saying that McCaw is going to be an NBA player or that kind of a talent. I think that's a wait and see thing, but I think we knew that Lorenzo Brown wasn't, and there might be something there with McCaw, and I don't think the Raptors are just going to hand McCaw minutes. Like, Lorenzo Brown had connection with this team, and he earned trust because he played so well with the 905, but I think McCaw is going to have to earn everything, and maybe that'll be a good thing. Maybe he'll be able to develop a little bit defensively and give us some minutes here and there. If not, whatever. Like, minimum contract. He's likely going to be gone at the end of the season anyways. We'll see. But I think, overall, this was a great showing for the Raptors. Even though, as I mentioned, the Nets had a lot of injuries. But if you can keep your guys fresh, going deeper into the regular season and then closer to the playoffs, I think that that's just going to be all you can ask for. The Raptors could trade, could add five more wins, but be forced to play their guys like 40 minutes per game, like their starters 40 minutes per game in those five game, those five extra wins, I wouldn't do it. There's no point. Like, maybe that's worth two seeding spots in the East, but you don't do it. Like, someone's going to get injured. That's old coaching. That's retro Thibodeau, and he no longer has a job. I think the Raptors are looking pretty good right now, starting to come back to form. Looking forward to when Valanciunas comes back, even though it's going to be a while. But I really feel good about this team, and that's all I got. Thanks for listening.